Hello and welcome to another episode of the Two Bros Podcast. We are Two Bros. This is the Two Bros Podcast. Welcome, welcome. Well, Happy New Year to everyone. It's 2024. 2023 was an epic year. And well, it's going to leave like long-lasting memories. Still, I top that with something else. For some reason, it happens in like gaps of threes for me. I don't know why. 2017 was a good year. 2020 was a good year. Now 2023 is a good year. Great year, to be honest. But let's see what the next few years have in store. But coming to this episode, this is of course episode 111. Some of you who are fans of numerology, well, okay, here you go. Here's your triple digits. Make a wish, I guess. I mean, when it comes to New Year's, the first thing people think about is resolutions, of course, because that's just common parlance at this point. And there's some very cliched sort of resolutions, let's say. Fitness is one. Want to spend less money, want to travel more. And one of the things which keeps coming up is I want to read more. And I don't know why this is. We're on our phones all the time. We're reading something or we're looking at videos or whatever, but people don't read anymore, I think. There was a stat I came across, I think, and again, since I'm here, it's like pertinent to what goes on here. I think it's 25% of Americans have not read a single book in the entire year, last year. And that's a lot. That's a quarter of the population. That's a lot. I don't know what the numbers are for other countries or worldwide or whatever, but this is just the only one I came across. So that was interesting. And what had happened was I'd shared a story on my personal channel where basically the Kindle app told me that I've read 17 titles this past year. And I put it up there and I got some good feedback from people and they were impressed. And they were like, this is how do you do it? And how do you maintain this discipline to keep going? And a friend of mine even asked me, like, in all seriousness, he's like, I do want to take up reading again this year. I've not read in years. I think the last time I read something was like the Harry Potter series, but I really want to get back to it because it's understandable. I mean, life gets in the way, you're working, this, you know, hours are not flexible anymore, and whatever free time you have, you just want to kind of unwind and sort of prepare for the next day because that's just the kind of world we live in now. And that's just like this stuff takes a back seat because it does require a commitment. It does require a lot of time and it requires a lot of patience. And if you're reading something which makes you use your brain, it requires a lot of mental power as well. So it's not something which you can just like easily pick up. Even if you've had an exhausting day, this would be the last thing you would think of. I mean, I've done that on days when it was hectic in college and, you know, the assignments were taking a toll. I would just like watch a random meaningless reality TV. And I'm not going to say which one, but I'm not proud of it. But that's just what we do. But reading in general, and to give you a bit of a backstory, I think it all changed when I picked up my rank and suddenly had so much free time. It could be that, or it could be, what was it? I think it was on Maersk Cubango or something, where I just sort of, they had a rich library and the captain was like back to back. So he would bring books from home and he would just keep stocking up. And over the years, it built like a huge collection of books. And I didn't want to spend my time watching TV shows again over and over again. And I think I was developing some kind of like an eye pain. Like I was getting strained just like watching and looking at my laptop and I wanted to like spend my time and there's very less you can do. So I picked up reading. And then since then, it's just been kind of interesting. But prior to that, I was hardly a reader. I barely read anything. I mean, barring my textbooks, that was it. I didn't do much reading apart from that. That coupled with the fact that I started listening to podcasts when I purchased my new phone on my 30th birthday, which was my gift to myself because my old phone was garbage. It was like on its last legs. And that listening to podcasts sort of opened this world of curiosity in me. I wanted to read more. And again, a podcast is just someone's opinion. I mean, it's just what it is. And then you want to read more about it. So that put me on a journey of sort of finding more things about the world and what kind of interests me. And I basically, and much like everything else that I do, I just kind of went all out. And then I remember I had so many books stacked up at home and I just kept reading it to a point where I realized, and this is another decision which kind of helped me in my reading journey. I realized like when I was sailing, I couldn't carry all these books with me. anywhere you're like restricted by airline luggage regulations and whatnot. So I purchased a Kindle, and now after that I could just like load up as many books as I wanted on this device, and I could just take it with me wherever I went. And I think this is a Kindle Paperwhite, so I don't get that kind of strain as well. It does have its own backlight, so I have no reason to, I have no excuses, like, you know, to like, no, I don't have light, so I can't read, I don't have this, it's dark, I'm on a plane, I don't want to switch on my light. None of that, none of those excuses worked, and it was all there. So that kind of helped me, you know, towards my reading goals and my reading. And again, there were no goals as such. I just liked finding things out. That was it. It was just general curiosity. Like, for instance, from one of the early books that I read, I remember this was years ago, which really got me interested in, kind of like set the tone a bit. It was basically the history of India, like the recorded history of India, right from whatever 4000 BC, from the till the point, like till modern India, basically. Or let's, by modern I mean by the time we got independence, till that point. Like, it's an entire volume. Yes, you can't fit like a 4,000-year-old history and more than that, 6,000-year-old history in like a couple of pages. So it's a big, fat book. But that was good to know. That was interesting. And then I read another book after that, which is, I think, by the same author. It was India After Independence. And if you're a kid like me who grew up in the, you know, 90s, and you're just, you saw the, that was sort of like India had turned a corner by then, let's just say that. I had no idea this is all that had happened after independence. I thought India got independence, and then since then it's been smooth sailing. I just didn't know that. But when I read that book, it was like, it was eye-opening. There's so much happened even after the independence. Forget the wars, just internal struggle which happened between states and political parties and what all went down. So much happened. And so that got me curious. And then my whole science engineering brain got more curious about other things. So I read a lot. I just read whatever I could find. And it was interesting. That coupled with the fact that I had nothing else to do, I guess. I had a couple of hours to kill before bedtime every night. Oh, there's a person running in the snow outside. Damn, well done. So yeah. I just picked it up. Okay, so let's get into it. I mean, how do you, if you made a New Year's resolution to start reading more, how do you sort of stick to it and not just abandon it by the end of the first month, I would say? Now, with every habit, I would say you would have to find a way to make it enjoyable, something which makes you reach out for it again and again. You can't, I mean, for some people, maybe it worked that you coerce yourself into reading, like carve out 1 hour every evening, every night to just read and put your phone away and switch off the TV and just read. You could do that. That could work. I'm just here talking about what works for me and what I've been using for the last couple of years, and it really works for me. What I do is, it's a combination of things. It's also like a routine that I've kind of developed, but again, I don't feel bad if I deviate from the routine. If I don't feel like reading that night, if I just want to shut my eyes and listen to a podcast instead, if I just want to watch this TV show that I was on, like just last night, I watched the third season of Only Murders in the Building, which is a great season, and didn't have time to read and didn't read, so I'm not going to beat myself for it. It's all good. But it's just that it needs to become a habit where I feel like I need to go back to it. It needs to be an enjoyable habit for yourself. If you don't feel like you're getting anything out of it, you're not going to go back to it. If you're not enjoying it, you're not enjoying it. That's lesson number one, I would say. The other thing is, for instance, like even with, and I'll talk about this in a different episode, but for instance, I've started hitting the gym. Oh, there's a nice little gym here. And I have never been a weights guy. I don't lift weights. I don't know. I just never saw the point. But now I've started to lift weights and I kind of enjoy it. There's so much variety. There's all kinds of equipment that you can use. And I'm just like, this is interesting. And I have certain goals that I've set for myself for 2024. And I'm working towards that. But it feels good. So now every day when it's 4:30, I feel like, oh, I need to put my shoes on. I need to get out of here. So that's just become one of those things that I enjoy doing now. So yeah. So find what you like and make it more enjoyable. And again, if it's going to get monotonous, if you're just doing the same exercises every day, it's not going to be fun. You're just like, you're going to be sore and bored. So translate that into sort of reading, you know. See what you like to read. If you're like a science fiction guy, then read science fiction. if you're more nonfiction, if you're more romance novels, if you're more whatever scratches your itch, it's all good. Like brother, for instance, he loves science fiction. Anything science fiction-y, he's all over it. He loves it. Me, on the other hand, I don't like science fiction that much. I do like to read a lot of nonfiction, a lot of insights, which books which make me think and analyze my life and analyze my thoughts. I love those. That being said, I will devour any Murakami there is out there. I love that guy. He's so... he's got a different style. So I like that he has that pull on a reader. He can like make you suffer with just his words and you're just going to sit there and endure it. I love that in a writer, that he can have that effect on you. So that's that. So yeah. And again, so that was point number one. Point number two would be... this is another thing which I did. Like at the moment, I think I have like 95 books on my Kindle. It's a lot. It makes no sense. I've just been accumulating things. There are books in there which have been on the Kindle for like 2 years. I have not opened them. I just keep downloading and buying more Kindle ebooks. So, yeah. But then that's the thing. Like every time I feel like reading, I have options. I'm not going to get stuck with one book which is like not sort of speaking to me right now. For instance, I finished a book and then I was browsing through my titles to see what else I need to read. I saw a book which was 26% read on my Kindle and I said, okay, let me see if this works now. And now I opened it up again. It's brilliant. It's speaking to me so much. I love it. Maybe it didn't speak to me back then. I didn't beat myself over it. I just sort of left it there and I came back to it. Like a couple of, I don't know when I stopped reading it, but it was there and I read it. And I'm reading it now. It's amazing. It's speaking to me. So that I was like, have options. If one book isn't working for you, don't just be like, oh, reading is not for me. Maybe this book is not for you and maybe it's not the right time for this book for you. Maybe you're not in that frame of mind where it, you know, speaks to you. Try something else. Leave that book somewhere. Put a bookmark on it or whatever you do. Like I used to use boarding passes or airplane boarding passes. I mean, you know, if you have a Kindle, just it'll bookmark it for you. It's right there. There's no problem. So yeah, see if that works out. And then just pick it up again when you feel like you're going to read it again. Like for instance, I was reading Freedom at Midnight, which is such a lovely book. It's so good. But I reached 46% and I was like, I think it was taking a toll on me at that point. I was like, nah, man, I need to like let it be. And I saw it yesterday when I was driving through my titles again. It's right there. It's 46%. I will pick it up at some point. Not just right away. It's not speaking to me yet. So have options. And another reason for sort of switching to the Kindle, I know everybody is like, most readers are very keen on, you know, the feel of a book, the sitting with the book and snuggling up with it and sort of that. Imagine having 95 books in your house. Some people do. But for a guy like me who's going to be like on the road, who's going to be traveling, who's going to be, you know, like, look at this. I came across the world over here to, you know, start over. I couldn't have possibly brought all those books with me. There was just no way. So this is the easy way out. There is technology now which lets you do that. And if you don't want to buy a Kindle, just get a Kindle app on your phone or your iPad on your... I don't know if they make a laptop app or what. Probably not. Do that. See if that works out for you. You know. So there are ways around it. There's literally like no excuses to not read anymore. But again, that was point number two. If the book isn't feeling right, don't just think that it's the whole act of reading is not for you. Just sort of pick a different book and come back to this one if you can. Point number three, not all books that you pick are going to be great. There have been instances where I've picked up certain books where after a point I'm like, nah, man, this is just a drag. And I feel like I'm not going to enjoy it at any point. Then I just leave it. I've done this so many times, like after I finish a book and I didn't particularly enjoy it, I would just leave it. And bro told me this idea. It was genius. He just says, I'm just going to leave books on the airplane. Somebody will find it. I leave books at the airport. I leave books at restaurants. If somebody picks it up, they're going to read it. Maybe it speaks to them. So it's not wasted. It's not going to end up in the trash. So yeah, it may not be that every book is like a deep insight or it's an eye-opening experience or it's the best book in the world. Maybe it's not. Maybe the book sucks. Let's just say that. So you don't you bought it, it doesn't resonate with you anymore, it's fine. Just like, let it be. It's okay. It's not the end of the world. Pick something else. See what else works out for you. So that was point number three. Point number four is, let's say, having a routine. And that's the human body and the mind sort of, they love a routine. The routine is predictable. It's easy to follow. It's nice to have time. And once you set a few days, you start going for a few days, you automatically like are reminded like, oh, it's 10 o'clock. I need to start reading. And then you just shut everything else and it takes over. So routine, if you do that, it's going to be sort of helpful. So it could be anything, like start by taking out 10 minutes, start by taking out 20 minutes, 30 minutes. For me, I think anything between 10 and 10:30 is when I usually start reading at night. My nightly routine is by 9 o'clock, I stop doing what I'm doing. If I was working on something, reading like a textbook or college work or assignments, 9 o'clock, I stop everything. Then I go up to the kitchen, prepare myself some dinner. I watch some thing on my laptop, whatever it is. It could be sports, could be anything which is playing. And 10 o'clock is roughly where I shut that as well. Do the dishes, put everything back where it was, come back to my room and get in bed. By 10 o'clock, I'm 10, 15, 10, 20, I'm in bed. And then I start reading for the next hour and a half or whatever it is that I'm doing. So, yeah. So if you have a routine, you will automatically be, you know, reminded that it needs to be done. For instance, like I've stopped sailing. I've not been at sea for like a year and a half now. I still wake up at 6:30 for no reason. I just do. Even if I've not slept properly the previous night, or if I slept late, I still wake up at 6:30. At least my eyes open up that, okay, I need. And that's the routine. The body just sort of gets into a rhythm and then you can't shake it off. So it's the same with reading. If you just set your mind to it, and you just need a couple of, just do it for 1 week. Let's say 1 week, 10 days max. Do it for 10 days in a row. 10 o'clock, switch off everything, get in bed with a book, whatever book, doesn't matter. Start reading. And then your brain just sort of programs itself like, okay, this is our routine now. This is what we do. 10 o'clock, we start reading. And then next thing you know, you'll be compelled to start reading at 10 o'clock. That's just how the body is. You know, the familiarity of a routine is unparalleled. It's amazing. Like, it's 2:30 right now. I'm being told I need to eat something because I need to go to the gym at 4:30. So I'll probably, after I finish recording this and I finish uploading this, I'll go make myself a sandwich, eat something, go up there, and then chill for a bit. And then 4:30, I'm out the door. Rain, hail, or snow, doesn't matter. I'm going to be out the door. I'm going to be at the gym. So yeah, that's what it is. And the rest is up to you. Like, if you want to set a goal, like, okay, I didn't have a goal for last year. Okay. I didn't have a goal for last year. But this year, since I've realized I read 17 books last year, and that's just Kindle titles. I don't know how many physical copies I read, because I had a whole bunch of them stacked up at home and had to sort of give them up or finish reading them and then give them up or just sort of leave them at home before coming here. So I don't really know how much I read, but as per Kindle, it'll go by Kindle's estimate, it was 17 titles. So this year, since it's 2024, I've set a target for 24 books. So that's 2 books a month, which is doable. And I've already finished 1 book. So yeah, so that's not so bad. I would say find what you like to read, pick titles, get recommendations, and Amazon has this feature, like if you buy a book, it'll show you what is similar to this title, what else people bought. So yeah, just keep reading. And again, it's going to be a bit of a trial and error, that see what you like, and some books are not going to be so great, they will not speak to you, and then you just sort of develop a taste of this thing, and you take it from there. So yeah, that's about it. This is what worked for me. It may not work for you. See what works for me. I'm not going to be that guy who says, no, you need to follow this plan to start reading. No, I'm not that guy. Screw that. See what works for you. Don't push yourself to read. If you're not enjoying it, just maybe switch a book. Just try something else. Try something lighter. Try something you enjoy reading about. Or if it's whatever's up your alley. If anything, go back and read the classics. Whatever. Why the hell not? Read Harry Potter again. It's reading. It's all good. It'll take you there. And see what's what. What I love about the Kindle, and I'm not like getting paid by Kindle as well, but again, the best thing about the Kindle is you download a dictionary onto the device, and if you don't know a word, you just long press it and it shows you the meaning right there. So you don't have to like open your physical dictionary or the dictionary app on your phone, none of that. So it's just, it's easy, it's convenient, it's there for you, it's easy to use. So I quite like that feature. Anywho, 20 minutes in, this was talking about New Year's resolutions, and we're talking about reading here. Let me know if this advice worked for you. Try it out, see if it works out, see if it fits your bill, and tell me if you have any challenges, and maybe we can talk about it. I'm thinking about doing some more episodes on this sort of theme of New Year's resolutions. I want to cover fitness. I'm not saying I'm the fittest guy there is, but I do something. I'm not just, I haven't parked myself. And a bunch of other things. What else is there? What other people? Oh, less screen time. Oh, I could do one on less screen time. I could do that. Spend less money. I could do one of those. So yeah, a couple of ideas. But if you have something you want me to talk about, fill me in. I'm not saying I'm an expert, but I do know a certain few things about it. And if it helps you out, why not? Made someone's day. Yeah, it is what it is. Alrighty. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for hanging on this till this point. And again, thank you so much for your support in 2023. The numbers are really good. I mean, I quite like that I'm reaching out to so many people, and the feedback is always positive. If you could take some time out on your podcast app, just sort of go to the show. You'll see a rating tab there somewhere. Just give us a rating. Leave a nice comment. It just puts us on the map. And then in the world of sort of mass-produced garbage, there's very little content where people are sort of genuine. I don't care about money. All these episodes, I've made no money. It's not why I do this. The only reason I made an Instagram account was so that it could be more reachable. I didn't want to share my personal information because the internet is weird. So there is an Instagram page, and that's why I do that. But yeah, if it helps you out, great. If it doesn't, that's also fair. If you think a friend could benefit from this, give it a share. Give us a like, give us a share. Subscribe to the channel. And yeah, I'll see you on the next one. Bye-bye.